Proclamation number 7602 of 18th of May, 1960. Meaning and purpose of existence, turning away from the world. And it will soon become certain to you that the world cannot fulfill your wishes and desires, for it will disappoint everyone who still has a spark of spiritual life in him, i.e., it will not be able to permanently satisfy him who strives for the life which lasts forever. Only the one who is completely enslaved by the world and thus by the Lord of this world will not cease his striving for this world, for the Lord will not let him who holds him captive. Yet again and again God himself will let the human being recognize the signs of this world's transience. Again and again the world will disappoint the one whose soul God is still struggling for. And again this will therefore be a means to release the human being from his love of the world, even though he still has to stand in the midst of the world because this is what life as a human being demands. But he will realize that the world is not the meaning and purpose of earthly life, but that he is on earth for the sake of his soul and that it desires something else than the world can offer it. For this reason you humans can also expect a change in world events with certainty. You can be certain that many things will happen and might startle you out of your rest. For the sake of the few who are still undecided which path they should take, the path will obviously be shown to them. They shall still surrender their love for the world, and they will be helped to do so, for anyone who recognizes the world as deceptive and worthless will also not hesitate to surrender it for that which appears more valuable to him. And this purpose is pursued on God's part when he allows things which you humans often cannot understand and reconcile with God's love. For he always takes the individual spiritual hardship and attitude into account and is always ready to help. And if the world seriously disappoints a person, he will also find the path to God more easily. And this is what he wants to achieve, that they seek God of their own free will and that he can then also let himself be found. 18th of the 5th, 1960. But as long as the world fulfills people's desire, their gaze will also remain turned towards the world, and then they will not pay attention to a God, for they still regard earthly life as an end in itself which, after all, is only a means to an end. And only recurring failures can inspire them to think differently and make them reflect. And what people first perceive as a severe blow of fate can soon reveal a great blessing. It can change the person inwardly and also determine a different way of life which is beneficial for his soul. People are placed in the world, they are meant to prove themselves, to meet the requirements which serve the preservation of the body, but they should not forget the spiritual life for the sake of the world, which they absolutely have to live next to the earthly life if the earthly path of life is to be fulfilled. For the soul should mature, and it must be thought of, which is all too often neglected because of the world. And yet, the transience of earthly life, the worthlessness of the world, is so obvious and can be recognized by every person of goodwill and is also recognized by those who are responsible and therefore also think about the meaning and purpose of existence on earth. And God helps all those by letting them become ever more aware of the transience of the world. By often forcibly removing what is only an obstacle to the ascent upwards. And he will still often manifest himself through fateful events which are not dependent on human will but clearly betray the intervention of a higher power. For he wants to be recognized, he wants to be called upon and asked for his help, he then wants to prove himself to people through his obvious assistance, and he wants to push people away from the world and turn them towards the kingdom which is not of this world. He wants people to seek him so that he can also let himself be found. Amen.